Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, what's the easiest way to find out what channel the game's on? Sports on What? Subscribe to the Sports on What app and quickly find the channel for every provider, satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Download today.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Men's Room, holidays, holiday porter from Black Raven Brewing. We have locations, the ones that have so far had a keg shipped their way.
Nice.
We will give you some of those locations coming up at 425. It is a work in progress as far as the establishments that are getting it. So we have the partial list and the first people to get the beer on draft.
We need to get Castle to get us one of those pony kegs.
Yes.
For the kegerator here, because we've blown the keg that we had of the IPA. Just
today
saying.
That would be a nice day. Cold beer, right?
Yeah.
Beer locations are coming up at 425 right after emails on our question. No politics whatsoever, but what is your most unpopular opinion? 206-803-ROCK.
A couple of texts here. Start with these two. I like this. First one says, I hate summertime. Anything over 75 degrees is too hot and there's bugs. Other text, I hate snow and winter sports.
Okay, I'm right there with you.
Including hockey, which is basically
soccer. Oh, I like hockey.
Which is basically soccer on ice. And I really hate soccer, too.
All right. Well, I'm not playing hockey. If I'm down there, I'm probably not cold. It's not that I don't like skiing. I get tired quick, and I can't stand snow. So all of that combined, I typically have a decent time. I'm not the greatest skier in the world.
Yeah, I mean, skiing's fun, but I don't like snow. But it's something in the snow that I can enjoy, but there's nothing else about snow that I like.
I like sled riding.
Except when I was a kid and I got to stay home from school. That was it. I hate snow, but that's just me.
Yeah, I mean, look, as an adult, if it's on the weekend, you don't have to work. It's like, all right, whatever.
Whatever. But the problem is, kids are like, you want to make a snowman? It's like, listen there, Frozen. No, I don't. But inevitably, I'm out there making a snowman. And to me, I'm like, I'm just cold. That's all it is.
I'm not even sure I have winter gloves. I don't even know if I can go out and do that.
Yeah, every time it gets really cold, trust me, we do like the mass purge in our coat closet. Like, I know it, you can always find like one winter glove, but you can't find the other one. But then you can find the other hand of another pair of winter gloves, or you can't find it. So it's like I have one.
It's in the coat.
I never know. So I'm wearing two different gloves, and I'm like, but when you're cold, I don't care what you look like. You're just doing what you got to do to stay warm. Ted, I agree with this one. I think you will, too. It says, my unpopular opinion, Notre Dame doesn't deserve to be ranked so high every year in college football for playing trash teams that they say, well, we have to play them every year. Army and Navy before this year.
I mean, look, I agree 100%. I think it's one of the most overrated programs in the country.
Yeah.
I will say in their defense, though, it's not their fault that some of those programs have got really bad.
Look, that's true. You cannot control who it is you're going to play.
Like, Michigan always stayed good, but, like, Michigan State goes up and down, like some of those schools.
Then here's somebody says drugs should be legal. I agree. Some other countries have done it. There's a way to do it, so it's not just everyone doing it. Says graffiti is art if you are Banksy. I would say graffiti to me is art. Well, no, let me rephrase that. Graffiti is just that ugly spray painted penis that all of us could do. And then actual street art, I think most people recognize as street art.
A mural.
Because you'll see some of the spray, you know, like I-5 right now, they're kind of
tagging it.
A lot of taggers have come back, and I started making mental notes of some of the names to say, hey, kudos to you, man, because your art is good. other people, it's like, why are you spray painting in the same area as these guys? You know what right. I'm saying? Like, it does. Some of these guys are Picassos out there, and other guys are like doing a 3-year-old stick figure drawing. I'm like, just find a different place to put your crap, and then the guys that are doing great art, just let them mm-hmm. keep sticking the walls, because you're not going to stop them from doing it. So at least if it's good art, I go like, all right, man.
I think people, as I would describe it, is I think people like graffiti. I think people hate taggers.
Yeah, maybe that's
it. And a lot of it is just people tagging turf, whether the gangs or just one dude or
sure.
whatever.
Yeah. I'll give you a couple more here. See if you agree. Being obsessed with Disney when you're an adult is just plain weird.
I think that it is, yes.
Yeah.
I go back and forth. I love the parks as an adult. If it's your whole personality, it's a little strange.
If it's your whole personality, yeah. But what am I going to say about that? But I'm a Star Wars fan.
We're not saying that you can't like it. We're saying if you're obsessed with it. If it's your whole personality.
Family vacations, you know, once every year or 2 years, you're going to be in Disneyland. You're going to be in Disney World. And I got news for you. That is not cheap. So it's not that, you know, I do have a good time there. I do not need to be there for probably, it's kind of like Vegas.
A very limited amount of time.
Yeah, I'll do a couple days. In as but much after fun. That, I think I've ridden all the rides that I wanted to. I've seen all the attractions. It's time for me to get the hell out of here.
And like, look, you know what terrifies me more than like going to Disney World, which I still have no interest in doing, but a Disney cruise. That to me would be my personal nightmare. And they have a commercial for it right now. They play it every Sunday.
They have their own island. I want to say.
And that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I can't escape it. You know, like it's everywhere. And look, and I do have kids. I'm sure they would have the time of their life. Well, I'm a rotten father and it ain't happening on my dime. Like, if that's something you guys want to do, hope that one of your friends is going and they invite you, or maybe your grandparents can do it with you. But like, look, man. No, I cannot be trapped on a boat with Disney people.
I mean, Disney World is very expensive.
Yeah.
But the good thing about Disney World is it is so big. Even if you spend a week there, you're not going to see everything.
Right, you're not going to do everything.
Yeah. And then if you know, like my uncle was smart, right? Years ago when our grandmother, his mother passed away, whatever the inheritance was, he put it in the vacation club. So he's been accruing points in this and that. So
it's a Disney Vacation Club specific.
Correct.
Okay.
Right? And it's kind of like any timeshare thing.
All right.
Like you could trade and with people that want to stay at Disney 1 year. But he's just one of those people, right? He wanted to do it. He loves Disney. So he stays up on it. So it's a little more affordable. He can go every year. But then also, like, if you stay on property, like, there's a ton of stuff to do. And you can go to the other pools, too. So like some days when we're there, we'll just go to the Swan and Dolphin, I think, and just go hang out at their pool.
All right, let me ask you this.
Lake Buena Vista, maybe?
No, Lake Buena Vista is in Epcot.
And I know the place is super clean, and I have that horrible, nasty habit of smoking. How are they about smoking?
I haven't been since 2011.
Okay.
There was smoking sections, which is ironic, because again, my uncle, fitness guy, not a fan of smoking, but even he would say, like, they got to give them more options.
Right. Why I'm asking. Yeah. That would be my biggest problem at a place like that. And look, you run your business the way you want to run it. But if it's like, hey, man, no smoking on premises, I would definitely tell the kids, I'm going to drop you off at Disney World. Dad's going to do something else for a couple days because you don't want to be with Dad waiting in line for 3 hours and he's Nick fitting in the heat. Mm-hmm. This is not going to be good
for
anybody.
Disney World is in Florida.
Right.
And there's so many world travelers. I mean, so like I said, when I was there in 2011, they still definitely had them. You had to kind of hunt around
for world travelers.
Fun note in history, Walt Disney smoked 3 packs of cigarettes a day. He smoked 60 cigarettes a day, and never once did he smoke a filtered cigarette.
He also was a devout racist and was scared of mice, right? I mean, this honest to God truth about this guy. So the thing that he put forward, happiest place on earth, I don't know that he was the happiest man on earth.
No politics whatsoever. What is your most unpopular opinion? 206-803.
I told you they used to have a, like in the downtown Disney area, they used to have like one of the first ESPN clubs.
All right.
So me and my cousins are in there. We're having fun, right? And we're drinking. And like, there's very few places that stay open like Disney World. This one did. And everybody, all the cast members that work there have where they're from. So okay. I see a guy, he's from Seattle. And I'm like, hey, man, you're actually from Seattle. And he's like, yeah, you too. I go, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Work at. All right. I got 2 questions for you. And he goes, you won't find weed here. What's number 2? He's like, well, what time's last call?
Damn, he already. You won't find weed here. Hello, Allie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. My unpopular opinion is that golden doodles or labradoodles, all those doodles, are hypoallergenic. because they're not.
Wait, say that again. So your opinion is that they are hypoallergenic?
They're not. People think they are hypoallergenic, but they're not. And it drives me absolutely crazy.
Now, is this one of those things you know as a fact, but everyone feels differently, and so it drives you up the wall?
Well, poodles are hypoallergenic, but they're breeding them with, you know, Labradors, Golden Retrievers, and they're like, oh, they're hypoallergenic now. It's like, well, no, they're not.
I think they look like a towel.
Yeah, they're ugly, but yeah.
I do agree. Most of the dog breed, and this is just my, and look, I like dogs, but most of the breeds that end with doodle, I can't explain it, but when I see them, I'm irritated. Even before I know they're a doodle, I don't know what it is about their look. And look, if someone gifted me one, I'm sure it'd be my best bud, right? Mm-hmm. But there's just something about them. I'm like, God damn it, man. What'd you say? It's a doodle. I'm like, of course it's a doodle, because I looked at your dog and I was irritated.
Unpopular opinion. I wish the doodle would come back.
I worked as a vet tech, and so I swear 10 dogs a day were some sort of
doodle. Let me ask you a question. What happened to the what happened to the breeds that we grew up with? Like
Dobermans, Rottweilers,
Collies, Irish Setters. Where did all those dogs go?
They're rare now.
Yeah, but why?
I don't know. They just, everyone wants to breed them with a poodle. Everything is with a poodle. Bernese Mountain Dog, Labrador. Golden Retriever.
Are poodles the most, are poodles, I guess, the most sexed out dog then of all the breeds?
I don't know. It's just everything seems to be mixed with a poodle these days.
What dog would you not want to own as, you know,
just breed alone?
Based on your job and what you've dealt with, what animal would you never adopt?
Oh, like a dog? Oh, man.
Well, the breed of dog.
Probably like an Italian Greyhound, just because you could step on it and break it so easily.
Other teeny dogs. Those are little tiny ones.
Those are whippets.
Tiny leg, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right.
What about, what are your beagles? What about beagles? My limited experience, I'm like, I never want a beagle.
Well, I had a dachshund, so the barking and all that stuff doesn't really bother me. So I would actually love a beagle, but the barking, they call it bay.
Oh, my God. No.
It drives people crazy.
No, don't do it. Don't do it. We had two greyhounds at our Ola Days porter party up in Woodinville on Saturday.
I was shocked.
They were so nice.
I don't remember them.
Yeah, they were.
I thought the one was wearing a jacket.
He was. If you're a dog, it's jacket required at Black Raven Woodville.
But so greyhounds, the full size ones, once they're done a certain age, I've heard they're great. Like even apartments, because they don't do a ton.
They don't bark, but I've heard it takes a second for them to kind of normal. Apparently, they're real skittish and weird.
Well, both of them were racing dogs.
So, yeah, that's what we're saying.
Those dogs were very outgoing and let you pet them. I even said to whoever had them, I was like, I don't know that I've ever met a greyhound that was just cool with people.
That's a good point, man. Seriously, I've only met a few in my life, but they're a little skittish. They weren't mean. They're just weird and freaked out by everything. You're right, though. What happened to the Doberman? Like, as a kid, they terrified me. One, because you're a kid and they're bigger than you. But they're a loyal dog. They're a smart dog. Fairly well-behaved. Mm-hmm. I don't see them.
You still see German Shepherds. There are certain
Shepherds
breeds
never go away.
Kind of past the
Retrievers
test.
Never go away. But Doberman, I occasionally see a Rottweiler. But, the Doberman, man. Like, I would get a Doberman now.
Well, just a big old Lassie Collie, too. I mean, when's the last time you saw one of those walking down the street? Or somebody walking their dog, and it's a collie. I have not seen a collie in 20 years since I've been here.
Are they mixing collies with something? Because there's some dog that looks like a collie, but it's not a collie, but it's smaller than your average, like border collie.
There are miniature collies.
Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah. No politics whatsoever today, but what is your most unpopular opinion? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Franco. Welcome to the men's room.
Good day, Baltimore. We're going to find out Thursday night.
Yeah, I know. I'm worried about that game, brother. I ain't going to lie.
Nice times. All right. So I get annoyed when I say I don't like green bell peppers, but I like all other bell peppers. And everyone says they all taste the same. I disagree.
I don't think they taste the same.
Really, you're a cook.
The thing is, they're all the same pepper. It just depends kind of where it is. And it's
on the vine that you picked it.
Yeah, on the vine that you picked it, where it is in its ripening process or whatever. But that said, in my opinion, green bell peppers, I think, have the most taste. So if you don't like the taste, they're going to be worse to you.
Yeah,
I think yellow has probably the least
flavor.
Taste. Yeah, it means flavor. and then red is somewhere in between.
Green, I think, is best with sausage. I grew green peppers this year in my little tiny box that I have, and there's still one on there, and it's going through the yellow-red morphosis.
Yeah.
Because it's still on the vine.
That is quite a big word.
Yeah.
The yellow-red morphosis.
See, and
I'm sure that that is a word.
Well, it's kind of blended together.
It's the yellow-red morphosis. Yeah. You said it.
One color. It's going to go one way or the other.
Right.
I just don't know which one.
I like the yellow and orange ones better.
You should get the three-pack sleeve. You see those now where they have a yellow one, a red one, and a green one?
I mean, look. Now,
all right, I see what you're saying. You don't like the green ones. All right, you know what?
I don't dislike them, but my choice would be any of them that aren't green.
It's also weird. It's like I eat more raw yellow or orange, but I feel like I cook green peppers more.
Yeah, because I feel like a lot of recipes, they always call for green pepper.
Yeah, it's peppers and onions. I can just go green.
Green pepper, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What is your most unpopular opinion? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. How you guys doing?
Hola.
Doing great, Brian. Thank you.
Hey, on a quick note, I just got back from a cruise this past weekend, and when we pulled into the Bahamas, the boat next to us was one of those Disney cruises, and I looked over, and I just said, absolutely not. You know, up on the pool deck, they're playing the movies, and I said, there's no way I could do that. So
yeah,
I agree with you there.
And look, man, and there's nothing wrong with Disney, but even when I was a child, I was not a big fan of their product. Overwhelmingly, I was not. I enjoyed the Rescuers and all that. The rest of it just wasn't for me because they sing too much. I've always had an issue with that. It's a weird tick I have. Stop singing. Just answer the goddamn question. But I feel like if I'm on a Disney cruise, not only will everyone be singing, but they will not sing a single song that I like.
Also, I like to drink and I like to bar, you know, hop on. They're really not designed for that.
No.
They do have alcohol on those. But the thing is, like, you have two parents. You have three kids. The kids, by the time you're done and you do all the counting on board, there's more high-pitched screaming and kids as far as pool access. Now, maybe they have an adult pool. I don't know. But it just seems like you're fighting the kids for everything. Get in line for an ice cream cone. Whatever the deal is at the buffet. You got 900 kids and, like, 12 adults.
Right.
It's almost like, you know.
The unpopular opinion on me with the holidays coming up is this craze with cauliflower, mac and cheese, cauliflower pizza crust.
What?
If someone goes, I go to somebody's house and they bring a cauliflower mac and cheese, I'm throwing hands.
What is cauliflower mac? What is the cauliflower in place
of? You just mash it up, the potatoes. So you could mash it up and make it as creamy as like a potato.
So it's macaroni and cheese, but with cauliflower instead of noodles.
No, he's talking about mashed potatoes. Or like cauliflower and rice.
Cauliflower mac and cheese as well, and that would just throw me off. And this cauliflower crust pizza and all that, just, I don't know. It's a bad vegetable to eat to begin with, and now you're putting in all of the good stuff.
Well, I hate cauliflower raw.
Yeah.
But I like cauliflower crust pizza. I'm fine with all that stuff. Now, granted, I wouldn't serve it to people. That's something I'm choosing to, like, cut down on whatever's bad in the other stuff, but
the cauliflower
around the holidays, come on,
the fried buffalo bites are not bad.
Yeah,
so when they do that,
it's
because
you covered in a buffalo sauce.
That's what your
mom
did.
Took a dog turd and covered in buffalo sauce, it's better.
Yes, and that's what my mom did. She covered everything in cheese, so we would eat it. So when you got cauliflower, it was like in a cheese quart dish, or broccoli the same way. Just to get everybody else to eat it, she'd slather that crap in cheese.
But that's always my argument. Like, but cheese doesn't need its help.
No.
That's all, you know, and I get a lot of people that do smother the broccoli and cheese, and some people actually like the taste of broccoli and cheese together. I get that, but trying to convince me to eat it, like, man, you can just give me the cheese. I'm still not eating the broccoli, because while it helps, as soon as your teeth gets through the cheese and gets through the broccoli, all I taste is broccoli, and all the broccoli is doing is ruining my cheese, which makes me dislike it more. That's like peeing on my bed at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, look, you're not wrong, but... Miles and I, kid, our moms were just trying to figure out some way, like, will you eat some goddamn broccoli?
Right.
All right, we'll put cheese on it.
Exactly.
So you're not wrong. I agree with you. I'd rather just have cheese.
Some more food takes. I love fruitcakes at Christmas.
Oh, no, man.
Okay.
It just does.
If you like fruitcake, do yourself a favor. Collins Street Bakery.
Is that local?
Nah, it's in Texas.
Oh,
but it's arguably the place that kind of invented the fruitcake in the state.
Pizza tastes better in the morning cold.
No. I have a soft spot for cold pizza, but I love cold Italian.
I like cold pizza. Like, I'll have pizza hot or cold. It's never better than when it's fresh.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I think you got to eat the pizza at the place. If you order a pizza, it's so much better when you
eat it. It is better at the place.
If they have a place for you to sit down and eat it, for whatever reason, it's just a level above. I mean,
yeah,
it tastes fine when you get
home. There's nostalgia with that, too. You get that big old pie right there in the middle.
And I think it also depends on the style of pizza. Ted and I were talking about a place kind of near our homes the other day. Ted said, how's the pizza? So we ate it there, right? And it was outstanding. Took about four slices home as leftovers. And even just later that night when I went to heat it up, it just was not good.
Yeah.
Period.
No politics whatsoever, but what is your most unpopular opinion? 206.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
803 Rock.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, Tara Daly and Steve Meigs from the Daily Meigs Morning Show. They will join us to sit and spin today in honor of Election Day. We have 10 songs that protest things. That's coming up right after emails on our question. No politics whatsoever, but what is your most unpopular opinion? 206-803 Rock.
Here's one from the text line. Vienna sausages are delicious. I mean, man, they're just not. I'm sorry. When I was a kid, again, I did enjoy them as a kid. And then as I got older, I don't know, there's something. One, the consistency does not make my mouth happy, but there's something about the aftertaste of eating a Vienna sausage, or that aftertaste, it just reminds me of regret. Like, you should not.
The only meat in a can I'll do is fish.
What kind of fish?
Tuna, chopped clams.
Sure.
Those type of things. Sardines, I don't think are bad. Anchovies. But once you start putting pork and beef into a can, you're just asking for trouble.
Remember the entire chicken in a can?
Yes. Yeah, we had one.
And it's the size of a normal soup can. Then you open it, and this chicken, it's all compressed, and then it
pops out.
Yeah. It was unsettling.
It's got to be pork and stuff in a can I eat, though.
Well, Vienna sausages are pork.
Into spam?
Yeah, spam. All right, there you go.
Yeah, okay.
And you like spam.
Spam's not the worst.
Why is spam, in your opinion, so much different than Vienna sausage? The consistency is definitely a little better.
It's a little bit more parts and a little bit more fat, so when you fry it.
A little more parts.
It crisps up like bacon or sausage.
The secret is parts.
And it's just got a nice crunchy outside to it and very salty inside. But
very, very salty.
And, I mean, I cook it. You can eat it raw.
People do.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
I know, man. That's just, I don't know. I mean, my dad used to eat sardines straight out of the can. I remember that. Like, he wouldn't even put them on a plate.
See,
or anything.
I go mustard, not oil.
He would do either. I think, if I remember right, he preferred mustard, but they didn't always have mustard. So if it was an oil, he had no problem just opening it up. And there's like that hazy film on top. Just taking a fork, sitting in front of the TV, and mealing.
Tuna fish and oil is superior.
No.
Yes.
No. What are you using it for? Like, to make tuna salad. No, man.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Why do you think so?
Try it.
Do you use
the albacore white or the chunk light?
I use whatever is in oil.
So it's funny because, like, when I was a kid, that was a massive deal.
Really?
Now, as an adult, I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't even think I look at the only thing I look on the can, honestly, Miles, is is it an oil or water? If it's an oil, right. Like, put it back.
But you should give it a try.
You know, I can give it a try because I do like tuna. I just think it gets so potent at that point. You know, it's just like, too much for my mouth.
No politics whatsoever, but what is your most unpopular opinion? 206-803-ROCK.
All right, quick question for you. Have you ever met people that, when it comes to frozen vegetables, or canned corn?
All vegetables win.
Is there a specific brand?
No. If it's flash frozen, it's going to be much fresher than anything from a can.
I mean, I would imagine some people will argue Green Giant.
Okay.
Just because it was like, hammered in our heads, but Bird's Eye is the original. As long as I could steam it in the bag, if I'm going to microwave it, I don't care what the brand is.
I grabbed the wrong canned corn and the wrong frozen vegetables when we're in Delaware. And I could not believe this, right? It's like, I can't remember, I think it was taco night or something. So I went to the section, threw it in the shopping cart. My wife's like, we got to take that back. This is what's on the list, man. She goes, look, you know my family, it has to be. And I can't remember what brand it was. I don't think it was Green Giant. And I don't even think it was, what's the other one, Bird's Eye or whatever it is.
All right.
I don't remember what it was.
But you got some crappy stuff.
I guess. I was like, are you being for real right now, man? It's canned corn and a bag of frozen vegetables. But yeah, it had to be whatever the brand was. I'm like, this is unreal. Like, now I want to leave. I can't deal with that. Come on, man. It's canned corn. Would they even know? She's like, they would know. I'm like, all right.
Well, I mean, listen, I like corn, right? But I think it's Green Giant. But they make one in a butter sauce.
All right.
Like, it's so buttery and delicious.
In the can?
No. In the frozen bag.
Oh, okay.
But there can't be any real redeeming values. I mean, corn, as far as the vegetable goes, already kind of skating by.
Right.
But that's one of those things that at a holiday meal, I want that super buttery corn that's frozen.
Absolutely. How do you prefer your corn? Because, again, Thanksgiving, right? So, for whatever reason, and this drives me, maybe it's just not in season, but I'm like, I would rather just have corn on the cob.
For Thanksgiving, I would almost rather have cornbread.
I just want corn on the cob for whatever reason.
That's only summertime.
I know. Maybe it doesn't taste different, but it seems like in my head, once it's, you know, that frozen-ass corn, and it's not that it tastes bad. I just think corn on the cob to me is always delicious. And then on Thanksgiving, that same corn to me is like, you know.
That's why you should make it Mexican style.
Yeah. Out of the bag?
Yeah, totally. With kernels, just add a little bit of cilantro if you want, some paprika, the Mexican seasoning, right. Parmesan cheese.
I might give it a go, man.
A little bit of mayonnaise.
Here's one for you, which will sound odd coming from me, is I generally am kind of a traditionalist with holidays.
Yeah.
But there was a few years there when my mom would come out to visit, and we would just go take an adventure, right? Leavenworth or something.
Yeah.
So it would just be my mom and I eating dinner. I just started cooking a chicken. It's like, why the hell would I get a whole turkey or whatever? I would just get a little oven roaster, and I'd be like, it's still a bird. It's still fowl.
I agree. Last year, we did, I think it was two turkey loins.
Right. That's what I've been doing the last year.
Spiced and seasoned different ways, and it was tremendous. There's no carcass. There's no bones. It does not take all freaking day. You know what I mean? I'm like, hey, man.
Take up all of your oven space.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I was driving with somebody just the other day, and we went by, or 2 weekends ago, we went by a Popeyes, and they had their sign out. Pre-order your Thanksgiving turkeys. So my buddy, not thinking about it, he just goes, why do you got to pre-order one from Popeyes?
Bro.
I was like, dude, trust me.
They deep fry them.
They deep fry them, they deep fry them. I want to say they flash freeze them or something. Basically, it comes in a bag that you heat it up. But you got to pre-order those things. I forget thinking of Popeyes as a fast food restaurant.
Apparently, they're that good. That's
people
what
love those turkeys. Yeah.
No politics whatsoever. What is your most unpopular opinion? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Elizabeth. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi there.
Hola.
Hola. Okay, ladies, leggings are not pants. Nobody wants to see that crap. Cover up your butt.
Now look, to your point, it definitely depends on the woman that is wearing it. Because sometimes I'm like, fine choice. Other times I call it a sausage casing. I'm sure you can figure out why. And it's like, but I don't care who you are. We all know our own bodies because everyone's self-conscious about something, right? So if you got all the lumps and divots and it looks like the surface of the moon, it's like, you're not happy about it. Why do you think we're going to be happy about it? You know, like, come on, man. But on that note, something has happened where, like, wearing pajama pants or just leggings.
Yeah.
Or, like,
very casual.
That is
more,
like, now it's all outerwear.
It's like post-COVID. It's just basically everybody's still dressing like they do in their living room watching
everything
TV.
Everything goes.
Yeah. I think also, we got to be able to, we gotta be able to separate like the pajama pants thing or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I think, you know, teenagers can get away with a lot of different stuff that adults don't.
Of course.
You know what I mean? It's like, if it's a group of teenage girls and they're wearing pajama pants in the middle of the day, like, you know, all right, they're teenage girls, whatever. But, like, I'm with you. Like, at the airport, like, I don't know why, but I'm just like, put on some pants.
On the airport, it bugs me. My daughter came in, it was last week or whatever, right? She jumps out of the car, she runs over, hey, can I go upstairs with you? I'm like, yeah, of course. Get in the elevator, I'm like, are you wearing pajamas? She's like, yeah, I couldn't quite tell, because the other time I accused her of wearing pajamas. Mm-hmm. Both her and my wife were like, hey, man, like, these are actual clothes. So I don't know. But in this particular case, you look like Santa Claus. It's like red thermals top to bottom. I'm like, look, I don't care if you rode down in the car in your pajamas, but, like, this is a place of business. And I know nobody's in the building, but still. And I don't know if it's beating in my head from when I was a kid, but Ted, I'm with you, like, at the airport. And I know everyone's like, I just want to be comfortable. Well, everybody wants to be a lot of things, but one thing I would suggest, buy comfortable clothes.
Yeah,
the implication apparently is like whatever people wear outside of their home is so uncomfortable. And then I think, like, look, unless you're like a UPS driver and you have to wear a certain uniform, well, then you're an idiot. I know you tried this.
If you're wearing leggings or sweats all the time, like, why do you got to be in pajama pants on the plane?
I just like, come on, man.
Like, if I'm wearing jeans all day, I love coming home and putting on a pair of mesh shorts or sweatpants or whatever. But, like, during the summertime, if I'm just wearing shorts, I don't need to come home and put on a different pair of shorts.
Yeah, it's like, man,
how much more comfortable need to be?
Yeah, just buy clothes that are comfortable. And if you need to be that comfortable, go to sleep.
I'm getting fired up. Tell you another thing, football players, you don't need two goddamn mouthpieces. It looks stupid.
Two mouthpieces?
Oh, that, just trust me. You'll notice it. It's a big thing in high school and college right now.
Okay. You're going to ruin it for me because I haven't noticed.
Two mouthpieces.
Now I'm going to notice.
What are you going to do with an extra mouthpiece?
Chew on it.
Half of them, they don't even put them in.
Yeah, I've noticed that a lot.
A couple more unpopular opinions. Steve, you can answer this one. I'm not familiar. The music from Hamilton is overrated. Would you agree with that one?
He's been saying that for a while.
Well, you said you didn't like the play, but I mean, it's a musical. So, I mean, that's half of it, right?
To me, it's a musical like an opera. It's a musical where literally opera, there's no dialogue, but every word spoken is to song. So credit to the guy that wrote it, whose name I cannot remember. It is an impressive feat that he put together. It's overrated if you think it should be played on the radio. It's perfect if you're into a musicals on the stage, because I can't think of a good song from a musical on stage in the first place, and I do think this was better than most of that. So I don't know. I don't know if it's overrated. I think most musicals suck.
He's got like three names, right? Lin-Manuel.
Yeah.
Miranda.
What is it?
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Okay, impressive what he did. I cannot take that away from him. And as far as a musical goes, I'm sure it was very good because I've sat through other musicals and I'm like, I understand the point of the song, but the songs themselves suck. And that drives me crazy.
Here's one for you, Ted. The Star Wars movie series isn't as good as everyone makes it out to be.
I mean, I've just never seen them.
Right. Sure.
But
I mean,
it's hard for me to say it's overrated because I've never seen them, but I'm 43 years old. I've made it this far. I understand references, right? Like, I know what an Ewok is. I know what the gold dude looks like.
I do think that they were, it was one of the greatest trilogies, and I'm sorry, I'm just going to stick with the first three. It was one of the greatest trilogies of all time. It is absolutely a linchpin in cinema and the advances in technology and whatnot. I think it reached a point of overrated that it can't possibly meet, that nothing can. I think it is one of those things that it just got so blown up and so popularized, and everybody just think everything it did and every single second of that film was the greatest thing on planet Earth, that it couldn't possibly live up to the hype that it's created. I don't want Ted to even see it anymore because, yes, it's been overhyped. He's going to watch it go, that was a fine movie.
I mean, the thing is, it's like, they'll never meet the hype because not just did it come out and it was popular. Keep in mind, it came out at the right time because the movie's coming out at the time where The Deer Hunter and all these really depressing, cerebral, Stanley Kubrick kind of, you know. And then about a movie, they're like, these are the good guys, these are the bad guys, they fight a lot, good guys will win in the end, yay, right?
But you still rooted for the bad guys.
You still like the bad guys.
Because they were badass. Cool. Stormtroopers were cool.
Boba Fett was cool, Darth Vader's, you know.
Mike, hang on a second. I'm going to drop a bomb in this studio.
Oh, God.
Miles might be on my side, I don't know, but I don't throw in Mike or not. We don't need professional spring football.
Sure we do, man. Sure we do.
Needs a strong word, Ted. Enjoy it and love to watch it.
We have a minor league, it's called college football.
They do, and that is what it is. And the players are good enough to get out of there but not quite go to the NFL. Why not have a chance?
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. All these guys that keep getting picked up by the NFL teams make a difference.
There's a kicker that's killing it right now in the NFL who only got the shot because he was in spring league.
All right.
Football.
The only good player on the Cowboys is Devontae Turpin.
Mm-hmm.
Came out of the spring league. Mm-hmm. He just couldn't get tape. So for a lot of these guys, it's about getting their tape out. If not, you don't have to watch it. But if you're a football fan, respect what it is, because a lot of your teams that you do like are grabbing these guys because you go like, we just never saw his tape, or he didn't get the start of the college.
It creates some new interesting rules and concepts that are actually being adopted by the NFL.
All right, I'll give you that.
The UFL is good.
Right, because the NFL doesn't have guts when it comes to big changes, but when they see it in the other leagues and it works, they go like, all right, we'll adopt this. And keep in mind, without spring football, Jacksonville would not have a franchise.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they shouldn't now, so that's maybe not my best argument.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've been killing it, bro.
Wouldn't be shocked if St. Louis finds its way into another NFL franchise.
They might. I mean, look, in the end, keep in mind, here's where St. Louis' problem is. So in the spring league, they damn near sell out their stadium, mm-hmm. right? Which would be good, but once the NFL got rid of its blackout rules, it doesn't matter as much. So think about it. L.A. does not care about football. They've shown this for decades.
Yeah.
NFL says, yeah, but we want to get this new beautiful stadium, and not just one team. We'll give you two. And people in L.A. still don't care about football. But without having the blackout rule, we can still show it in the second biggest market and make our marketing money. So St.
Correct,
Louis,
there's so many transient people there.
St. Louis, I don't think they get an NFL team. Just because the way the NFL changed the way they... If the NFL was still in the business they were in, say, 15 years ago,
mm-hmm.
Jacksonville would probably lose their franchise. Put it this way. If Jacksonville still has a franchise... Then you kind of understand how things have changed.
I forgot about the broadcasting rules. Wasn't there a thing like with the NHL during the Stanley Cup that there was this nightmare scenario where there was some weird blackout rules to where they couldn't broadcast like one of the playoff games? I might be totally wrong on this.
Recently. Did it have something to do with it being in Canada or something?
Yeah.
There was something odd. The NFL blackout rule was just massive.
Yeah.
But the NFL, they have adjusted. Again, I always remind people, too. Keep in mind, part of the reason NFL works so well is they give back to those little smaller towns.
Green Bay.
Like, Green Bay should not have a pro franchise.
No!
Buffalo. Right. I mean, nothing against these places, but you're just talking population-wise. Like, come on. The NFL would never move a team to Green Bay. That's probably the best way to put that.
No politics whatsoever, but what is your most unpopular opinion? 206-803-ROCK.
Ooh, just real quick, Ted. Somebody came back with a barb. Says, well, technically, we don't need pro football either.
Yeah!
All right.
I do agree with this one. Raisins.
Need is a strong word.
I don't get the flyover.
Raisins should be banned from the planet. I agree. It's
Raisin Bran. Raisin Bran is one place that they work.
What about a yogurt-covered raisin? What about chocolate-covered raisin?
No.
I mean, there's Raisin Bran in the world of raisins, okay?
You guys don't need raisins. Straight-up raisins.
When do they matter? So Raisin Bran, I understand.
They matter in steak sauce and in Raisin Bran.
Okay, as an ingredient, raisins are fine. You're right. You don't make it. Put it in your steak sauce. Just to eat, like my son on Halloween night, sitting there with his sister, and they're going through their bags, and basically he's trading his chocolate to her for her fruit candy, because that's how they break down. Then I hear him go, a toothbrush? Me and the wife kind of chuckle. Then I hear us. Wait, what was that, man? He's like, who gave me raisins? I'm like, you don't remember who gave you raisins? He's like, no, I don't want those. I'm like, because they're raisins.
I love raisins.
Really? How often do you just eat raisins?
Bro, when we got them in school, when we got them Halloween, night, whatever, I would tackle those boxes.
When's the last time you bought raisins?
It's been a minute since I bought raisins.
So you don't like them that much?
It's okay.
If they disappeared, would it crush you? They can still be using it. Like, get them in Raisin Bran or your steak sauce, but they're not available for just general consumption. Would you
if
be
they
okay?
Disappeared quietly and they didn't make a raisins are gone? Right. I probably wouldn't know.
I have a pack of miniature Halloween
the little box.
Yogurt covered raisins.
Well, they're yogurt covered.
All right. Yeah. Can you name a company other than Sunmade that produces raisins?
Oh, wait. Because there's Sunmade.
Excuse me.
That's only one. That's the red box with the girl on it with the flower.
No, I thought that was the yellow box.
Crap, now I gotta Google it.
Ted, here's one California that I agree with, and you will kill me for this one. Brunch is not an enjoyable meal. I agree with that one.
Why? You also don't like orange juice because it gives you heartburn.
I like orange juice. It just depends, you know.
I think there's two different arguments to be made. I think brunch is a fantastic meal. I don't always enjoy where I have to be to eat it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? If I had brunch,
I also feel like you're not so much on the tip of the brunch drink. If we go to brunch, you're probably just getting a beer and a shot. You're not getting a mimosa like the rest
of
us.
But I'm about the food to brunch because for whatever reason, that's when seafood's right. cool for breakfast. You know what I mean? Like all of a sudden, like eat all the shrimp you want, crabs. Like I think the meal is fantastic. It's a good time to gorge myself. I'm just usually not in the place I'd want to
well,
do it.
Well, the thing is, man, you got to go someplace where you can drink and eat breakfast. That's the difference.
Right.
I'd rather just have the straight breakfast and a beer and then a shot and start my day that way. And brunch typically falls on a Sunday for me.
Yes.
Sunday is like my day to have a good time. And starting to get drunk at 10 o'clock sitting in a bar, not that that's the worst thing in the world, but I'd rather go to breakfast.
Okay, but it's also...
Hang on. I'm going to hear this out. You'd rather go to breakfast, then what?
Then do no whatever golf. I want to do during the day. Like, I feel like brunch just kind of wipes the day away in a weird way.
See, I feel like if I start at breakfast drinking beers and shots, that's going to...
I'd be fired up.
I will say, the point about brunch that I like, and you're right, let's take football season out of it.
Yeah.
Brunch season doesn't start till about March for me. But...
brunch season.
A, you got to like the people you're going with.
Yes.
And then B, you got to kind of schedule in that afternoon nap.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. It kind of wipes the day away.
Okay, but on your weekend, you even said that you'll have a beer with breakfast. You'll have a beer and a shot.
Yeah, but then I go walk 18 holes of golf, and okay. I'm walking for 8.5 miles.
So what makes it brunch then?
Brunch takes because of the time involved. So if I get up at 7 o'clock and go get breakfast, I still have my whole day.
Sure.
Brunch is like 10:30, 11.
Okay, that's
now
fair.
We're getting home at 2:33.
Got to be late.
I haven't got
morning,
my laundry done.
Afternoon.
I haven't gone to the grocery store. I haven't been able to get my crab done because the entire middle of my day is gone. I didn't go to the gym beforehand. You know,
you tear it up good on a Saturday night. You sleep in on Sunday morning. You get yourself some brunch, and then you go walk your 18 holes of golf.
Okay. All right.
Someone here says rhubarb has no business being on this planet.
Disagree.
I don't interact with rhubarb enough to have an opinion.
Man, when my mom was kicking, like everybody makes the strawberry rhubarb, my mom would make just a straight rhubarb pie, and by God, that was the best damn pie I'd ever had in my life.
Does anyone eat rhubarb outside of the pie world?
I don't know.
I've never heard. Yeah, I've never even heard it mentioned.
She made like a rhubarb jam, but I don't think anybody just maws on it like celery sticks.
Yeah, I was just wondering. I don't know. Speaking of raisins, someone says they definitely do not belong in cinnamon rolls. I just want to add to that. Or any kind of mayonnaise-based salad.
Also stuffing coming up for Thanksgiving or anything.
Come on,
stuff.
Keep it out of there,
don't
man.
Put that
what are you doing?
Yeah.
I agree.
Guess what? Good news coming up at 4:25. The men's room, Holidays, the Porter. We have locations where you can find it on draft. So we have the beginning list of some of the locations. You can pick up the men's room, Holidays, Porter from Black Raven Brewing coming up at 4:25. And we've got your emails coming up next from the men's room at KISW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.